You're listening to a Mash Those Buttons production. Visit us at mashthosebuttons.com.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to Double Tap on a Tuesday. We did a show already. If you're listening to this, you've clearly heard, got all the instructions. You got the letter and you figured out all the clues from old Jameson's old grave, that you found the actual relic and such and put it up to the sun. You figured out that we're doing a kind of an impromptu show today live here on twitch.tv/mashthosebuttons. But it's also getting added, of course, to our latest episode this week. We were going to go to bed. It's Tuesday. We were playing guilty. We had no intentions of doing this. But then the Smash World seemingly kind of imploded on itself about an hour or so ago. I think it's like 2 hours now or something
about
like that.
Four.
Or four. I'm Crash. That's Static G. And we're here to talk, of course, about the Smash World Tour and all the craziness. But it's not just going to be us coming in. The man, the myth, the legend, the guy behind all the shows you enjoy here on the MTB Network. He's going to be joining us. An OG, technically, because he was on some of the very first Double Tap shows. We've got Ja, a.k.a. Josh Stradamus, a.k.a. Make sure your recording's right. I'm going to fuck you up, guy.
Yeah, today's crazy, man. Like, they got me out here, like, all messed up. My beard's not combed right. I got, like, shit on my couch back here. I wasn't ready for this.
None of us was ready for this. Oh, my God, dude. Like, this was super impromptu. Like I said, we weren't expecting to do this. We were literally just playing on... shout out to ICIs. We were just playing in this tournament for Guilty Gear, just having a good time. And then Static G's like, yo, shit's going down. And I was like, man, it can't be that bad. It's just Tuesday. Yeah, shit went down.
Yeah.
Shit's going down. We cover a lot of things here, of course, on the show. Smash is not really a stranger to us. I just want to be very, very quick with that premise in the beginning. You know, we all love to the Smash community scene. Yes, we have our jokes. Ha-ha, no showers. Ha-ha, blah, blah, blah. But then they bring hella numbers. They do support the scene. You just can't, you know, fight that fact. So when, you know, one of us is in trouble, we should all, you know, help. But this is some crazy shit. Like, FGC can't catch a break, dog. We can't catch a break. There are all kinds of shit that's happened in the past couple of years. I thought it was behind us. I was like, all right, cool. Like, it's kind of smooth sailing. World Tour, all this. This is going to be great. Can't even have that.
No.
You know, there's so many people to blame here. None of it being, you know, Smash World Tour. You know.
Yes. Yeah.
None of these. Like, I mean.
Oh my goodness.
Do you want to get into like what, like the whole scenario, and then we can talk about it, because it can go off the rails really fast here.
Yeah. We'll give you the TLDR, really, because it's a long document. I suggest anyone that's interested in, you know, following the story, definitely read it. I've already read it. I've read it out loud, and I've had it read out loud back to me watching someone else read it. So I got a good understanding on the situation. So for those that weren't aware, Smash World Tour, of course, was a circuit that was announced as far back as, what, 2021, I think, was the first time it was announced. And it was just this next level, all-encompassing circuit for Smash Brothers. And it happened, and it definitely, you know, got shot down before, because it's Nintendo. You play in their house, like, you know, it's their rules. But then they came back. They were announced in 2022. And things were seemingly fine. Like, you know, this happened earlier. I believe it was April, I think it's when they had the announcement, or May. And it was culminating. You know, it's a bunch of different tournaments. A lot of people were getting involved. Everything from high production houses like BTS were getting involved, but they were behind a lot of other tournaments. A lot of staples in the community were all involved. So it was a very much an evolution moving forward. You know, especially with things like Smash no longer being part of Evo. You know, this happened before that, but, like, you know, this there was a lot of eyes on it. So it was culminating to do a lot of good for the community. I mean, $250,000 in you know, prizing, highest in the history for, I think, any fighting game, I want to say, or at least any Smash game. They were going to $350,000 in 2023. They hit so many entrances. It was just culminating to do a lot of good things. The championships was happening this December. And we got an official statement that came out today, of course, that the Smash World Tour was canceled. And that's, like, the canceling part was already a hell of a headline, right? You're already like, holy shit, that's wild because it's a lot of planning and the logistics, contractors, companies, sponsors, their obligations. There's a lot that goes into this that I know a lot of the usual casuals might not even think about. But when shit just goes up like that, when you get KO'd like that, you get thrown off the screen, you get edge guarded hella bad by Nintendo. A lot of people are going to feel it. And it isn't just, you know, the Smash World Tour, you know, team, everyone that's been behind it, the TOs, everything. But now it's like kind of rippling through because this open letter that they posted up here kind of just breaks down a lot of that. So like I said, the TLDR will be, you know, they had 2022 all set. They were having the championship. And then 2023 was going to continue that on. They were talking with Nintendo from the very beginning because remember, this is Nintendo's playhouse. They are, you know, they're the ones that allow what, you know, what you can do with their product. As we've stated on the show, as we have, like, biblically have stated as fact, the developers, publishers, whoever owns the IP, they have the power. TOs, the community, it's a great thing. Don't get me wrong, but we have no leverage in this. So when it gets to a certain level, they need to be involved. And that's a lot of paperwork. That's a lot of procedure. And you have to play ball. Like, you have to, right? Which they were. You know, going down, just, I'm not going to hit every single detail, but going down the list, they were, you know, they've been in talks with Nintendo. They've been transparent about it. Things got different. Nintendo was the opposite of what Nintendo has been. Secretive, closed off, not really playing ball with nobody. No, they were open, transparent, explaining, hey, we understand, we want to work with you, this, that, and the other. We understand the good you've done. This is all getting outlined in this long, long letter. This obituary, I'm sorry, to the to Smash World Tour is what it really is at this point.
Yeah. Reminds me of work.
Oh, God. it culminated in them talking all about, you know, working with Nintendo and how they had high hopes. They were going in confident. And they had to go through the process. It was, you know, you need to get a license. Okay, there's time constraints there. They're still working with them. They might not get it, you know, in time, but, you know, they have talked with Nintendo saying it's fine. Because at the same time, there's another circuit that had already been announced at this point. Panda Cup, which was announced, I think, back in November of 2021. The first official actual licensed circuit with Nintendo, which was a big fucking deal. Right. Huge deal. Huge, huge deal. This is something that has never been done with Nintendo. You know, these are the same guys that have cease and desist Evo.
Yeah.
Way back when. Like, Project, you know, and M. This is at Evo, the grand, you know, the biggest tournament the FGC has had. So the fact that they partnered up with, you know, Panda Global, and, you know, they've done, you know, I guess the work to put themselves in front of Nintendo and say, hey, we want to work together, and they see the benefits of it. That's a great thing. That was a great thing for everyone. But that was happening, and the World Tour was also happening. So it's like, okay, Nintendo made it outright clear, and they even stated here in their conversations, they can coexist. It's not an exclusivity thing. It isn't like you get the license and that's it. Like, no one else is allowed to have a circuit. As per the letter from Smash World Tour, today on the 29th, by the way, of November, I'm kind of late to the game on the date, they can coexist, as they should, right? Like, that's a great move. That's a great, you know, iron sharpens iron kind of deal, right? Or steel sharpens steel. And it slowly deteriorates into, you know, how they went from being very open and working with them and their licensing process with Smash World Tour to now it starts spiraling. Like, you start seeing the inklings of something is happening. Then there's talks on Panda Cup and their CEO doing some, frankly, some shady shit behind the scenes. Allegations at this point, right? There has been no official word as of this time from him, from Panda Global or anything like that. But there are things that are coming out from other people. So shit ain't going to look tight by the end of this segment. But, you know, he's doing things behind the scenes and may or may not be affecting how Nintendo is seeing it. Nintendo is very much aware because there's even statements here that they are aware of these actions. They are investigating it, this, that, and the other. But it all just ends up being in just a not a good situation for Smash World Tour, where they didn't get a license. They moved forward. They were, you know, with all the talks with Nintendo, they were fine to move forward. And the week of Thanksgiving, which is literally last week, they got the letter that it's straight up canceled. Flip. You can't do it. Championship's not happening in December. And 2023, you do not have the green light. Red light. Stop. no go. Do not collect $200, like all that. And yeah, this is just seemingly out of left field because, you know, Smash World Tour was announced beforehand. It was the first of its kind to do it. Panda Cup was actually, you know, post that. So it's like, it's just left a lot of bad taste in a lot of people's mouths, especially with these allegations for Panda CEO. That's kind of like the big thing that's kind of starting to crack a lot of crack a lot of eggs is what's about to happen. A lot of eggshells about to get cracked up. There's a lot of people about to get fried. And by a lot, I mean for sure the CEO in some capacity. But this is kind of creating kind of a pseudo corpo war between these two, because now it's like you had Smash World Tour that was, you know, a circuit in its own, you know, building up, evolving it. Panda Cup gets its license, that's fine. And then now there's sabotage that's going on behind the scenes. Leaving to what's going on now, which is just it completely being canceled. A month away, mind you, the month away. This is supposed to happen literally this month, like in a couple of weeks. Like, to do that close to the event is just catastrophic. And, like, we're just getting on it now. Like, this is just the beginning. Now, my biggest thing is this is literally just the beginning. If you think just getting it canceled is one thing, no, it's about to start, like, opening up a whole lot of either, you know, people are going to start coming out, which they already have, which we'll get into some of those statements. Some reputations are definitely just going to get destroyed. Will Nintendo even affect, you know, come back or even say anything? Will they see the impact of it? Allegedly, they're aware, you know, of the impact because they stated, you know, when it was getting canceled, that they knew what was going to happen with the community, the relationship that they built or that has been getting built. Might be for nothing, unfortunately. But like it's left now, Twitter's just blowing up, right? You just got like everyone in the FTC space just got the wake up call again, because this isn't the first time something like this has happened, but we're getting the wake up call again that any IP owner of these games that we run, these tournaments, anything, they can do that. Now, is it a good thing that they do that? Does it suck for us? Absolutely. But they can do this at any time. This is just the world we live in. This has just been the biggest. Like, EVO was big. Don't get me wrong. EVO was big on the broadcast and everything. They hit them with that cease and desist. I forget, it was like 2015 or something like that. But to do it on the championships of a world circuit, a worldwide circuit. This is not just an NA thing. This isn't just a Japan thing. This is everywhere. Like, there were tournaments for this that were opting in all over the world, and $250,000 in prize pools. They give no fucks. Go watch the Mario movie. That's what they said today. They dropped the trailer, and then they dropped fucking Smash World Tour.
Yeah.
What a Tuesday. I don't know much more to say. Like I said, that's like the TLDR. We're going to get into like a lot of the allegations and specifics, the juicy stuff, the tea. But like, does this really surprise anybody here, this panel? Has anyone here just been like, what? Nintendo would do that? Because I'm just feel like I'm having deja vu.
Right. I mean, so we've already known that Nintendo has a reputation to control their IPs as much as they want to. I think that if Nintendo, now, I think it was also kind of a bit of Nintendo's fault for allowing for someone to already have a license with them, because then it would, of course, bring what we see now, other people wanting to do the same. And I'm not saying that that's necessarily a bad thing, but I think the bad thing is when you have to, you as Nintendo, have to start making decisions that hurt the community. So, for instance, stopping events, even though you have other events happening by another company. Like, is there favoritism? Is there not? But also, you know, are you going to stick to your guns and be the hard-ass company that you are going to be or not? You know, so I maybe I'm lost here or not.
That's the interesting thing about it is that they did things right. Mm-hmm. Right, like if you read through it, there's some things I could stipulate that I go like, maybe you pushed it a little bit too much as a company. As we're, you know, they did, there's some things that were pushed, but also on the other side, on Smash World Tour, it's like they didn't have a license in certain times, but they were reassured by Nintendo. Their talks with them, like, we don't have a license. We know we don't have a license. We're trying to tell you guys, we don't have a license, but we need to like announce. We need to do this. Like, we have timetables to meet too. A part of me is like, if I was in that position, if you haven't announced even, like, you haven't even announced, so you haven't even set an expectation for anyone yet. Just in my opinion, this is just seeing it like for what it is. I would have held off still. Until that license was in your hands, like, I would have done everything I could. Like, if I had to push things back, you push things back. If you had missed 2022, that's fine. You can talk about why you missed 2022. And be like, listen, we didn't do it this year because we had to go through the process. We wanted to do things by the book. Not to say they didn't, but it felt like they were kind of also, but you know, their hands were probably tied. They probably had already sold a lot of things, probably had obligations to make, so they had to make it. It was like, it was a point of no return kind of deal.
What do you do with all those t-shirts, man?
No. Oh, yeah, right? What do you do with all of
this? The merch.
Like, the merch. Like, yeah. Oh my God, so much is probably involved there. But to like you said, like Panda Cup getting it is like great. That was fine. Like, that was the standard. Like, look, they will play ball. They gave these guys a license. Now the inklings are, now this is where the allegations part. There's a whole entire segment in this letter about specifically what Panda went down with. Is that now you have two circuits. So you have World Tour and you have Panda Cup. There's only so many tournaments that can opt into them. But there's no reason why they can't opt into both, right? In a perfect world, it's like, okay, well, this is a Panda Cup stop and a World Tour stop. That's actually good because now you can have, that's kind of technically a way to get people to come out even more because you are a tournament that works for both. So it's in the players, you know, benefit to go because like, all right, cool. Well, I could do good and I can place in two circuits instead of one. That's fine. Some might not. Maybe some circuits just don't make it in, which is was some tournaments don't make it into the circuit. That's fine. You have to pick and choose. It is what it is. It's not all going to be perfect. But now the allegations that are going around is that Panda Cup was, you know, heavily recruiting events to their circuit. And supposedly, these are the allegations. Like, just not to say anything's going to come to us, but, you know, I'm going to be as super, super corporate as it is. These allegations that are yet to be confirmed nor denied. I plead the fifth, officer. Please don't sue me. This is not defamation. This is just what has been said out there. The CEO had told organizers of various tournaments that they will get shut down shortly, as in the World Tour, the Smash World Tour would get shut down, and that they should go to Panda Cup. They should opt into my tournament, to my circuit, going around and basically strong-arming TOs. As far as, you know, as high as Beyond the Summit. Beyond the Summit had broadcasting deals going on with several events, and the broadcasting rights, they wanted, the CEO of Panda Global wanted the broadcasting rights specifically to the events that were joining Panda Cup, and they're like, no, we're not going to break these contracts. BTS has no, you know, BTS is a provider of a service that TOs and these kind of circuits want, so they don't really have a horse in this race on any side. They're just doing what's good, but they're also, you know, they are living up to the contracts, and they're like, listen, we're not going to break our contracts just because you want us to, you know, come through. So especially, you know, trying to give them up for free. So apparently, CEO of Panda was trying to escalate things. He's like, oh, I'm going to get Nintendo. I'm going to tell Daddy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring them in. I'm going to come down with that with that hammer from Smash, the classic joint. Just destroy all this. But they held their ground. And it apparently just never subsided to anything. Did not join Panda Cup, obviously, even through all this. And this is the part where allegations was just like, you know, I was reading this and I was like, oh, these are maybes, you know. People can say things. Sometimes people exaggerate things, but you know, in my back of my head, I'm like, wait till the tweets start coming out. Like, it's gonna fucking happen. I've seen this all too much before. And sure enough, people from Beyond the Summit have already tweeted, like, yeah. As a matter of fact, they proofread or made sure this was correct before it even went out. So like, they got them on record, basically going like, yeah, this is what they did. This is more than likely how they got this information.
Allegedly.
I don't know. Dude, at this point, I don't know if it's allegedly, but it has gone from zero to fuck Mamma Mia real quick.
I get it.
But yeah. Nice.
At some point, I think we're going to be using that word incorrectly. Allegedly, like.
Allegedly? Yeah. Allegedly. Allegedly, we might use it allegedly wrong, but we'll until then.
Mm-hmm.
We'll allegedly think otherwise.
Allegedly.
Yeah. So during all this, like they stated, they had open communication with Nintendo, just trying to get their submission, at least for the championship. Like, their goal was, all right, if we can't do the rest of the tour, I need to make sure we hit the championship event, because they do not want this canceled. They do not want this. They need this to go off without a hitch. It's understandable. Any big event at that level, you just want to do your due diligence to make sure everything can go correct. Apparently, and then they expressed their concerns to Nintendo about what Panda CEO was doing. Talking to the organizers and the lack of ethics behind it and how they approached Beyond the Summit. That as they said it, it's a line that had been crossed that could not be ignored. And they were reassured that the CEO of Panda does not speak for Nintendo and that they're frustrated with all the fracturing happening behind the scenes due to his behavior. So Nintendo's aware of this shit, which that's what starts kind of painting the picture. It's like, wait, what's going on here? Like, you have someone that is officially your official partner with an official license and all, with your branding, your IP and everything. You're aware of these actions this individual is doing or this company is represented as, and you're just still letting this fly while as the World Tour has been jumping through hoops as far as we can tell. Remember, this is just their side of things. Will Nintendo formally say anything? We don't know, but we're going hearsay as to what they have there. See, I'm going to use hearsay instead of allegedly. Eat that, Ja. But you have Exhibit A of acting a fool that, you know, in any sense of a corporation that is tied to any brand, especially a brand that you have no part in. Like, you have, if Panda Global goes away, like, Nintendo's not going to get hurt in any way, shape, or form. Like, they couldn't give a fuck. I'm sorry. I'm just going to put it out there. They just really wouldn't care.
Right.
But you have them doing this while you have Smash World Tour, who's jumping through hoops, open lines of communication, working with you as much as they can that, you know, to do the same thing. And you've already expressed a less. We want to work with you. We want to do these things with you. And they're being left high and dry. So what happened is their application for their commercial license, it's just silence, just radio silence over, I think, a span of 7 months. I want to say 7 months they've been working on this to just not get anything, only to then, you know, obviously get it canceled. It's like, well, you're aware of these things. And this is not supposed to be like a whole like, oh, if I get it canceled, they get canceled. It's like, well, we're getting contradictions here. Like, you know, he's going around saying Nintendo is fine because they're gonna shut us down while we're working with you and you're saying it's okay. But he's then doing this outlandish shit, trying to strong arm people, strong arm TOs. I'm trying to see if I can actually find a tweet on it. But from Beyond the Summit, own people, you know, coming out and stating like, yeah, this, he was basically creating a protection service, a racketeering service or whatever to make sure they, you know, it's like, hey, it'd be a shame if something happened to your production. It'd be a shame if your TO's hands were broken. Not to say he said that, but he might as well have. He was fucking making it seem like it was a fucking mafia type thing. Mm. And Nintendo's just letting that fly, but then you're still punishing World Tour. It's like, who's like, what is actually going on here? There's like, is there some sort of favoritism going on here? Is it like the rules that apply to them are different from the rules that apply to you? Like, something just isn't adding up. And this was just the start of it. So this was just their open letter to just, you know, hopefully Nintendo, you know, changing their thoughts on it, but to let everyone know what is up, because this is affecting, you know, thousands and thousands of people, players that have qualified, you know, we're talking travel expenses and lodging, logistics there, the prize money, the merch, the venue, the contractors, it goes on and on and on and on. So the best thing they could have done is just like, listen, we're just going to let you guys know what it is. And some people might be like, oh, well, they're just mad because Panda Cup's doing a thing. It's like, bro, like they were clearly like in the works and doing things right, but then got strung along, unfortunately, for those several months. It's like there needs to be some justice here in some case. I mean, from what their story says.
But everything you mentioned, I think you really should keep in mind that Nintendo does not care about any of that. They don't care about any of that. To Nintendo, things that happens to the Smash community does not affect the bottom line in terms of dollars. I have been saying this for 15 fucking years at this point. Okay. These developers, these video game companies are businesses. And the only thing that matters is money, right? It's what affects the bottom line. Yeah. So perfect example. Think about a couple years back, Star Wars Battlefront 2, right? That came out, like the launch of that was, it was highly anticipated, but the launch was horrible, right? And the launch went so poorly because of their microtransactions that it, like, it started showing up on like CNN Money and MSNBC and stuff like that. That affected EA's bottom line. And then they made all these changes to the game to make the game ultimately better. But do you think they would have made those changes or change their policies if it didn't affect their wallets? No, it doesn't. And that's the problem with dealing with not just Nintendo, but Nintendo is probably the worst. But like not just, you know, not just Nintendo, but with the, dealing with like these companies that in most cases, if they don't see your community as valuable, which Nintendo does not see the Smash community as valuable. I mean, that's the takeaway that everybody should have taken from this when they didn't let Smash happen at Evo. All the different, all the stiff arms that Nintendo has given to tournaments, they care about the IP and protecting the IP. So any decision that they're making, which may not make sense to us at a corporate level, maybe at a legal level for how they operate internally, it makes perfect sense for them to do this and not allow the license. It's still, I would say it's still embarrassing in this day and age, you know, in this day and age, it's still embarrassing. You know, so, but I mean, that's the thing that you kind of have to remember and you get less frustrated with it, but it's still like, come on guys, you know, I mean, Nintendo has a stranglehold over their IP more so than even Disney, you know, cause Disney is another one that like, that has a stranglehold over their IP, but Nintendo is just even worse. So like, yeah, you asked, what'd you say?
I was going to say the fact that we can even stream or even talk about Marvel vs. Capcom 3 and still play it and all of that is amazing because Disney is known for just, no, shut it down or something.
Right. Well, think about, I mean, anything outside of the United States and Europe, I think Disney will license their characters and allow you, like, not free range, but like the rules are not as harsh, right? Like, think about Kingdom Hearts. Goofy didn't die in Kingdom Hearts 2, but it was pretty, like, they made it seem like he had died for a short period of time.
Like, I remember that was like a controversy.
They would never allow anything to happen like that with Mario. Nintendo would never do that. So
motherfuckers tripped out when they saw Mario get stabbed by Sephiroth, only to find out he was just like hanging by his shit. Everybody lost their damn mind. Like, what?
Yeah.
They killed him? And they're like, oh, okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's Nintendo. That's it. But in that scene, Nintendo's literally Sephiroth and the scene is Mario. And it's like, we can do this at any time. I just want to let y'all know this can happen at any point. Just stab you. Put you through there. Like, it could happen.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Yeah, it's, I forgot about other instances that they've just shown, you know, remember Big House? Big House was another incident that happened. That was like, there was like BTS and such were involved there, and Nintendo shut that shit out. And then cats like influencers like Ludwig came in because he's also like a, you know, from the Smash scene, came in and just tried to recover and help where he could. Yeah, Nintendo just doesn't give a fuck. And I'm like, but it's so weird because they're like being specific about what they don't give a fuck. You have a guy that is literally. God, I have to keep saying the allegations because we have yet to hear from the fucker. That is strong arming TOs, that is using the platform that you officially licensed, you vouched You said we're cool with this, with this rep, what they represent. And this is the CEO, the spiritual leader of the entire effing company, doing this backdoor shit that's really grimy. It's some of y'all could be like, it's business. I'm like, kind of true. But this, like, the fact that it's coming to light, it's like, really, this is what you, this is your man's? This is your guy? This is who you put on?
I refer you back to my Exhibit A. If it doesn't affect their bottom line, they won't care.
They don't give a fuck.
To Nintendo, that's so crazy. They're just kind of like, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying they're sitting there rubbing their hands together like, can we get away with this or not? But from their perspective, you know, I think the FGC knows, like anybody who's been in the FGC for a while will know that the FGC, in whatever game you're playing, most of the time, not all, but in most of the cases, especially your bigger games, your Street Fighters, your Smash Brothers, your Mortal Kombat's, if you're playing competitively, you are the minority in terms of sales for those games. And
for
Nintendo, if this doesn't blow out of proportion, like the casual Smash fan, which they value more than anything, it's not going to move any dials for them, you know.
It's now, the handheld crowd,
right? Like it's not going to move any. It's not going to move any dials for them, because for them, like you can clearly tell their mentality is that Smash Brothers is a party game to them. It's a game to have fun,
right? They've stated it, right?
Yeah, like for them, it's a party game. It's a game to have fun. They don't necessarily. They're not building it for competition. The reality of the situation, in my opinion, though, like that, I'm just speaking from what I believe they think. But in my opinion, like obviously, the Smash community and the tournaments have value because Nintendo doesn't put a bunch of advertising behind Smash Brothers. You know, when the last Smash Brothers commercial I saw was in 1999, I think the original Smash Brothers.
When they were on the onesies, just when they were doing the walk. What is that? That
was the Me and You song, like that. Like
that? What's that? Oh my God! What's that joint? The Quentin Tarantino movie with the gangsters. Oh, I know that's
Reservoir Dogs.
The Reservoir Dog kind of looking shit, and all of a sudden, like Yoshi turns around, and just drop kicks them. Yeah, that was
the last Smash Brothers commercial I've ever seen. So they don't put a lot of like marketing behind Smash Brothers. And after Smash Brothers is out and after it's after their initial window, there's nothing to really keep Smash Brothers in the casual's brain. Like they've moved on to the next game. But then when you know, Evo rolls around or a big tournament rolls around and somebody makes a big play or something like that, does something crazy, and now it's all over social media, that puts it back into people's heads and it can get them playing again. So there's definitely value there. I think Nintendo undervalues all of their competitive communities, even though it does feel like they put more into Splatoon than they put in Smash, which is nuts to me. It's nuts to me.
And that was marketed as like the esports game. Like when the first game came out, the first game came out, their trailer had like them in like 6v6 or what was it? 5v5 or whatever. I don't know how many was playing that game, but they had them in like PC set up on a stage in one of their trailers. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. We're very used to Nintendo being behind, right? Like they dropped out of the console war when they dropped the Wii. That was them saying we're just going to go do our own thing, right? Like we're going to kind of follow. We're going to beat our own drum here. So we're used to them being behind, but like the fact that they're so behind on like competitive communities and stuff like that is embarrassing at this point.
And also, even graphic wise, I mean, it's a small different topic, but like they're not like the 4Ks or anything like that. Something I wanted to like talk on, like with Nintendo, they're just so, dare I say, it's almost like, why do you want to poke the bear? Like we've been poking the bear, or is it the bear? Right? Is that it?
Yeah, poke the bear.
Yeah. Yep. We've been poking a bear not for the so long. Yeah, the bear. No, I mean they both have quite a bite. So like you know, granted they give us what's the nature of the game? The game has been given to you with all items, all stages. Have fun, you know. And now I'm not trying to say oh the community is not as bad or anything. No, the game. Let's say Melee, right? It was always sort of competitive at home. And then sort of drawn out to any sort of tournaments until like Evo picked it up. So like it's always been a game that's sort of been modified by people at home. you know, what's the stage is legal, what stage is this, what stage is that. I guess that's built in the community, but then it's like, so I don't know how to explain it in a sense that, in something that'll make somewhat sense, but it's like we've modified the game so much.
Getting modified.
I think Nintendo is saying that that's not how they're this way of their game being played is not the initial intention.
Intended.
Right.
Yeah. They've stated that. But that's the thing. It's so, this is like the worst fucking like toxic relationship like I've ever fucking seen. Mm-hmm. Like, because you're giving out some mixed signals. How you're like, okay, it's a party game. Okay, sure. But when your Evo comes around, you're going to have a big ass booth, right? Yeah, you want to sell that Smash, that fucking Smash 4 or whatever.
Definitely.
You want to just fucking sell it, right? So you'll be there. So it's convenient for you to be there. But it's a party game still. But you're still going to put emphasis on every character release and still talk about the competitiveness of it and talk about it and the nerfs and the but it's a party game, though. But it's like, bro, like, pick a fucking side already. Because I'm like, oh, you're playing. Yeah, okay, cool. You can get a little bit of loving. That's how I appreciate it. No, cold shoulder. Like, I am so confused. I don't know where to leave, whether I'm doing something right or wrong. And I feel like that's what World Tour was just feeling the entire way. Like, I don't know if we did something wrong. We upset them. We didn't do the dishes. I don't know what's happening. I'm going to just go clean.
Yeah.
Like, maybe she'll be happy.
I mean,
they'll be happy, whatever.
What requirements are they looking for? That's my thing. I'm like, okay, so they're playing the game unmodified, right? Like, all right.
Yeah, that was one of the biggest things they stated in there. They were like, listen, you know, and the thing is, you know, good on Smash World Tour. They were like enforcing that hardcore, because remember, you're opting into their circuit, but it's really the TO that owns that. Like, you know, they're the ones that, but they're like, hey, do not modify this. You are going to fuck it up for all of us. You are not allowed to modify. And they did state, unfortunately, they are under certain NDAs and all, so they can't talk about all the specifics. They're only talking about some things, even though technically even that letter could cause some issues. But hey, you know what, at this point they're like, yo, the ship is sinking, we're trying to bring the goddamn iceberg with it. But yeah, like, the biggest thing is just, you know, the values that Nintendo upholds, right? Like, I'm sure, you know, more of a professional feel, they're not trying to drop f-bombs left and right, this, that, and the other. And you know, and then they said the biggest thing was, you know, not modifying the game's assets. That's like a big thing, right? That scars from, like, you know, things like Project M and all. Those were like the only things, details that they kind of gave us in that letter. The rest, like I said, chopped up under an NDA. So, you know, whether or not they want to break that or it's going to eventually expire and they get to talk about it, that's another case. So we won't really know that. But this has gotten people up in arms because, like, you know, Nintendo put out this official license thing, but guess what? You know, we've got others in the pipeline that are kind of gearing up and people are scared. Like, Street Fighter, remember Capcom had their deal. That shit came and went so damn fast, and it's going to come back like a bad rash, like when Street Fighter 6 drops, and you guys are going to be, they're going to come back and be like, did y'all forget? Did you motherfuckers forget?
100K,
like, you know, yeah, like there's a certain procedure to this. And you're like, oh my God. It's like, will Capcom be that way? I don't think so, but I would hope so. I would hope they're not, because, you know, especially the people that are spearheading it right now. Right. Kind of a new generation. We've already seen the big differences there. Not to say the old generation was bad, but there was, you know, there's definitely a changing of the guard that needed to be done. And then even bigger than that, what's going to happen when Riot comes out? You think this corpo talk ends with just Nintendo? Fuck no. It's going to be coming around for a long time. And always remember it. It's about, like how Josh said, it's about the bottom line. It is about the interests of the board, the investors. It is in their highest interest to make them money, wherever it is. Whether the Prince of Saudi Arabia decides to buy all of Riot or some shit, you know, the whole goal of what SNK does is to make sure that brother gets a check.
Right. I mean, I think that's, you know, we all understand this clear difference between what Nintendo's doing and like what we haven't seen what Riot's going to do and, you know, Capcom's going to do with Street Fighter 6, but I think they've already shown that they have a better understanding that the community has value. Like, when your game goes cold, your community is what keeps anything alive. You know what I'm saying? It keeps in people's brain. When these things are being ran at these tournaments and, you know, things like that, like, you know, you can probably see And now I haven't checked the charts, but I would imagine you could be able to see games get bumped up in like the Steam charts, or if like there's like PlayStation usage and stuff like that, like around these bigger tournaments, when people see like these crazy plays and things like that. Like, it's a marketing tool. Like, I think Riot, I mean, Riot built their entire empire on competitive games, right? On a competitive game community, for the most part. Mm-hmm. So they have an understanding. So, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm pretty sure they're gonna, you know, they'll have their licensing, and they'll be kind of picky with who they allow to run official tournaments and stuff like that. But no, I just can't imagine it being as restrictive as Nintendo. Like, I don't mind companies kind of taking control of the narrative to a degree with their games. I don't think that's a problem. It is, like, obviously their right to do so, but to be so stringent to the point that A, you're stifling the community, but B, the way that Nintendo handled this, like, so there's a part in here where they had to make the announcement, right? And it said, after no response for months, we felt that we had no choice but to announce the championships in August. Nintendo finally responded and mentioned another event that had their team incredibly busy, which is why there were delays. They were very apologetic for the long silence and said they completely understood that we had to announce. They mentioned that the discussions had been much slower than expected and that they had not been any decision yet. They could have not said anything at all. They could have said, you shouldn't have announced, you know, without having a license. They did not do that. They were like, oh yeah, we're real sorry. This is just taking so much longer than we expected. And plus, with the communications that they had before, that led them to believe that they'd be able, like, you know, we're going to continue, you know, working on this, because Nintendo knows how long these things take, you know.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, they kind of led them on that this was going to go through, or they would have something, like, at the very, okay, maybe they don't have the license, official licensing, but they don't shut them down. You know?
Yeah, that's the part that does get me. It's like, you had this line of communication, and like you said, they were like, we understand you had to announce. It's like you watching me go through like a very like an intersection, like a highway, and I get hit by a car, and then afterwards you're like, yeah, man, I'm sorry. I know you had to get to your job, but you know, and I understand why you walked. It's like, hey, you could have done anything else. They're like, yeah, no, here's the news. Say, I'm going to fall. I'm going to jump. It's like, yeah, no. I'm just going to watch them hang themselves. That's literally what it felt like. And it's like, I don't understand. But on top of that, it's just also the flip. It's just the flip on just the attitude for it. How do you go by, we're empathetic, we understand, we're going to work with you, we understand your concerns, you're going through the process, to like the 4 months later, however, to like, we've been told you got to shut it down. And it's the people they had in contact with. And that's something that they even stated outright when they had to make that call, that hard call. They were like, they're making us like tell you, like, we have to be the ones to tell you, like, no. It's like, what the hell happened?
Yeah. I mean, if Nintendo has, like, let's say something happened and that we just don't know about, right? Like, something happened with the world tour. They found something out. Something was going on. They have to say something. Well, I guess they don't have to say anything, but like,
they don't have to. Yeah,
but like, they should be. So, like, you know, they depending on how big this gets, they may say, we decided not to do this because we found out this guy was, like, you know, kicking cats on the weekend. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't know. Yeah. Like, we don't know what's going on.
He was dressing up as turtles. He had a jumpsuit and he just started jumping on them. We just can't talk about it. But
yeah, like, just exactly. Told me. If there's something going on that we don't know about, which is a possibility, but with Nintendo, like, it's just highly unlikely they're going to say something. And why should they, when they don't really care what we think? You know, that's what we're, you know, we've been saying here.
They're just there, just lighting up the $100 bill on the with the coin and everything, just like with the cigar. Just, oh man, that sucks.
Yeah.
Like the BP shit is like, we're so sorry.
Yeah.
We're sorry. Hit him with the South Park. And we're so sorry.
And a lot of the conversation that we've had so far here has revolved around Nintendo, which that's a hamster wheel, right? We could do that all day and it won't make a difference. When I think the bigger conversation, in the community as well is, Alan, I'm going to call you by your first name because I don't respect it. you know, from Planet Panda Global, you know, unless he, I mean, he could come out with like, well, no, this happened, that happened. He shows the receipts, you know, that's been happening recently. Yeah. I'm not sure if you guys have been keeping up with what's going on with like Mick Gordon and Id at right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's receipts. A whole other level. We're getting, we need the receipts.
I'm sorry. That is... Receipts are coming out, you know. So he may come out like, no, this happened, this happened, this happened. Okay, fine. And then I will eat my words. I will. But until then, because we do have a cooperating story from a TO, like basically what they said happened in the Medium post, the TO came out and said, yeah, from BTS, he said, yeah, this happened. This is what the guy was doing. And I think that's what the bigger conversation should be around. And will be around. And for that, you know, I will think something you got to remember when it comes to these esports organizations, right? Yeah, sure, they're official businesses. They have the paperwork. But do you know how long it takes to register a business online? Less than 30 minutes. You could do it in your underwear at 3 o'clock in the morning if you wanted to. It doesn't, like, just having a business does not mean you're actually dealing with business people. And in his case, I mean, no, he has no business background. I pulled up his LinkedIn because I'm nosy. And so like, I checked him out. And don't get me wrong, like, he has done great things. You know, he played Smash for a bit. He became a doctor. Like, I can see his residency and stuff like that. He has the greatest accomplishment of them all. He made a podcast back in 2006. You know, bro, so he has all
the curb there, pal.
Yeah, he has all the accolades. But then out of nowhere, he's the CEO of Panda Global. He has no prior business experience, you know, and besides playing Smash, and he was a tournament organizer for 2 years, but you could be a tournament organizer running something out of your house. Who knows? I mean, he may.
I've been a TO for years.
Yeah. You know,
never had to rent the venue.
But he has no experience running anything, not just an esports organization, but running anything. So his behavior, while it's, you know, it's not you know, I'm just not surprised by it, you know, because like he doesn't know how to run a business, or I should say, what's the word I'm really looking for? I should say he doesn't know how to run a business, because technically speaking, you can kind of run a business however you like, but he doesn't know, like, you know, how to, I guess, make things work without, you know, strong arming, right? Like, you know, if you have to strong arm, if you have to play like by like mob rules to get things done for your business, allegedly, as we're saying, then you're not doing it right, you know.
And that's the part that I'm like, this is just the start. Like what you said, like the receipts are coming out on the one side. Like either he, you know, Panda defends themselves and has to put something out that will even make the community look, because now we're already talking, we're seeing boycotts, like their sponsors are getting hit, you know, and going like, hey, is this who you, once again, is this your man's? Is this who you vouch for? Like, we're getting all of that. You're going to start seeing the way, we're basically seeing what is a company is going to be equivalently canceled via Twitter, which is going to be one for the books. But then your players, the staff, like, now that, like, there's other players, other influencers that are already tweeting like, Panda Global's going. Start getting your resumes together. Start getting on your free agents. You better start making those, you know, start cashing in on those connects. Because, like, if you've been around the esports scene enough, you know, like, this has happened many a times before. These inklings, these signs, these flags. I'm just like, oh shit. I've heard this song before, and it doesn't end well usually. So that's why. Yeah, at the beach, yo, with two E's.
We'll see how much of a businessman he actually is, because unless he can come out with something compelling, the businessman thing to do is to step away. Is like, you know, protect the bag, step away from the business, or is he going to sink the ship? By being like, oh, they don't know what they're talking about, they're lying, they don't know, you know.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how much Panda Global is for the community. Because remember, that's why this also is just insane. Because Panda Global has been a brand that has grown in the FGC for a myriad of reasons, whether it's because of good business choices or not, that's up to your interpretation. But, you know, they did what cast like Echo Fox did. They kind of took a chapter there. They took on all the talent. They have all the players, or like a shitload of the known players, right? Sure, they're doing some things like throwing out content, but their content is quite literally as cookie cutter as it gets. You tell me what player has grown in brand, like as a player, as themselves, not because they're on Panda, but because they're as a player, has grown content wise since being part of Panda Globe.
Like, Kizzy?
You know, if you want. Maybe Kizzy. I'll give you Kizzy. But I think also part of that is because of Strive.
Yes.
Guilty Gear has elevated anyone that was was about that Strive life or about the Guilty Gear life. They've all elevated. But like Panda right now, like it was for the community, right? It's about the community. It's what they work for. They're doing this and that. And it's like, well, now come to find out on the other side of that logo, it's like some pretty shiesty shit. It's like, oh, and the worst part of it is that it's the CEO. It's literally the guy that is supposed to be the example for what he represents. Like, he is like, yes, it's a team thing. There's a lot of people that probably, that definitely, I can't even say probably, that definitely do a lot of the work,
right?
For sure. And he is the CEO, but he is supposed to be that piece. So it's the fact that it's him specifically, not his assistant, not a manager, not a TO, not a content creator. The fucking chief executive officer is the one strong arming and doing some shit behind the scenes, allegedly, is the thing that, allegedly, except for the fact of the BTS thing, that's been confirmed. The BTS shit is confirmed. Until other TOs come out, those are the allegeds, is the crazy part. And like when it hits at that level, your brand has to be so strong to just bypass the wave, the flood of shit that's about to hit it, the PR, the bad PR. I know some people say like, oh, all PR is good PR.
No.
You clearly, haven't been hit hard enough before, or haven't seen someone's life just get destroyed. Yeah, there is such thing as bad PR, and this is not looking too hot. I mean, the only way, my man, I feel this guy could like come out is if he just comes out on a video and like, fucking, I don't know, Shigeru Miyamoto's already like, yo, I vouch for him. And like, oh shit! Oh shit! Oh shit!
You mean Sakurai?
It'll win so many people. Yeah. Or no, Shigeru needs to come out.
Oh, for Nintendo.
But Sakurai, yeah, he needs to come out. Sakurai couldn't give a fuck. He could go into hibernate like fucking Walt Disney for like 100 years and come back later and be like, do they still want Smash? Like, they got Sora. What the hell more do they want? And then go back to sleep, right? Like, He could just go sleep. The brother's aged 30 years and 10. But, yeah, like, I'm just going to be sitting at the edge of my seats just waiting here. And, you know, the community's just going to still they're going to take their time just going in on Panda Globe. I mean, it's been trending right now, like, what, 3,000 plus tweets. You know, and they're going to start going over every little piece. Their controllers, their content, the players, his actions. It's just, yeah.
I'm surprised if your business is operating at that level, right? Like, I can't, like, why are you talking to these TOs directly like that anyway?
I know. I mean, I get it. You're friends with people. We're a community. Like, it's not crazy. Like, what's it called? Hungry Box has a bunch of friends everywhere. He's a part owner of fucking Team Liquid. It's like, that's kind of crazy, right?
Yeah.
That's wild, but it's like, yeah, you could know those people. You can know them at that level. So his interaction, but the fact that you are still going to that level,
right?
And you're at that level, like you're going that far now. Like you could.
I'm just saying,
you could have just hired somebody. Like, yo, go hire. Like, I'm not endorsing what he did, but I'm like, bro, you just wanted to be that guy. You know why? Because of fucking pride. Because he's greedy, prideful. Because those are the actions of a prideful, greedy person that just wanted to be like, I am the shit. You see that trailer? First official fucking circuit, NA for Nintendo. Now do my fucking tournament or else.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why he did it.
He was definitely trying to swing his like weight
Power
around.
Power trip, baby.
He was definitely trying to swing his weight around. But it's the thing is, like, you can do the introductions. Like, if you're trying to get into certain tournaments, like, okay, yeah, we'd like to have you involved in our circuit. Do you mind if XYZ person reaches out to you and gets all the details worked out, you know? He didn't even do that. It looks like he was directly involved in whatever negotiation goes on with these like tournaments, you know?
Motherfuckers think they're gangster until they try doing some gangster shit. Then it's like, well, you know, if you actually knew what cats like this did, like, you know, you'd realize they tend to get caught and, you know, they do some time, buddy. I guess you want to be that gangster. I guess you're just going to have to deal with those consequences.
Yeah, I mean, maybe because he felt like, you know, he had Nintendo, like, you know, Nintendo's official backing that, you know, he could throw that weight around. Like, okay, you got to.
Yeah, my uncle works in Nintendo.
Yeah, his uncle works
in
Nintendo.
It's like, you know, you need to kind of, you know, move to the beat of my drum if you want Smash at your tournament. Because obviously, I mean, the TOs would want Smash because it's a popular game. I'm sure it brings in a good amount of people to their tournaments, which, you know, equals dollar signs. So T.O. is definitely going to want Smash if they can run it. But, oh, you want Smash? You gotta pay. You know, you gotta go through me if you want that. And that's what it kind of feels like here.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, and I mean, what I'm hearing, you know, hearing from the grapevine, you know, this isn't news to some people. To some people, it's like, yo, it's, you know, in certain circles, it's like, yo, have you guys noticed, I don't know, the culture there, or this, that, and the other. Those that are a little bit more in those inner circles are like, kind of let it slip around. And now the receipts are kind of showing here and there. The ones that were just ignored, they were just the dollar, you know, 50 cent receipt. Yeah, whatever, crumble that up, no big deal. And don't realize that what big of a deal it really was. It's starting to kind of show up. So this is, like I said, this is just the start. Like, this is Tuesday. This is an unofficial episode segment. I might as well be an episode at this point. We've been talking about it for damn near an hour. Yeah. but you know, there's gonna be advances. There's gonna be some more developments happening by next week's episode. There has to be. If my man just stays quiet the whole time, I honestly don't, like, I don't know. Is it that whole, like, you know, guilt? What is it? Guilty with. Not is it the evidence of absence is not the absence of evidence kind of deal. It's like, you know, right, just because you didn't do it doesn't mean it didn't happen, you know. So it's like, you know, what's the card that's going to get played next is going to be really interesting. And we're all just going to sit here and just watch with the popcorn or whatever your favorite snack is. But if you're going to take anything away from this conversation we've had for the past hour, is yeah, watch out for your peoples at the end of the day. Watch out for your peoples. That's all I could say, because, like, you know, we're all still a community. Whether you do play Smash or you don't, like, this affects a lot of people, and it sucks. It hurts everybody. It hurts everyone. It isn't just a Smash thing. This is just, like, you know, this is an unfortunate story, a chapter of, like, when it could, you know, even if you're doing things right, you know, it could go absolutely wrong for really bad reasons. And then there are some pretty, you know, effed up people. So just, you know, don't drink the Kool-Aid too hard. Like, all right, these are people at the end of the day, CEO or not, standing there for the community or whatever. This is just, you know, I would just be wary. Be very wary. Because shit like this will come out. The receipts will come out. Twitter don't play that game. So I mean, I don't know if you got anything else to add to it. I haven't seen the Mario fucking trailer, so I guess I'm gonna end up finishing that tonight. It's just been a Nintendo ass day. But I got nothing else, man. This is just like, yeah, come Monday. If you're listening now, come Monday, we'll definitely have some more to talk about.
A
deep dive.
Yeah, by Monday, you'll come in. It's only Tuesday now, so by Monday, you'll definitely have.
Oh, we got 7 days.
Yeah, you'll definitely
have. Or 6 days, excuse me.
I don't want to say you definitely have a complete picture, but you'll definitely have a better picture than you have now. But this is just, oops, like, you know, like, this was just crazy. Like, I mean, I heard about it about an hour, you know, before I hopped on with you guys, and then it was still rolling on. And then when the BTS hit, like when he said that, I was like, oh, this is serious.
This is serious. It's going down. Dextero picked it up. You know, Jake Lucky picked it up. This is happening now. But come morning, when all the other outlets, people that are actually sleeping at normal fucking time, because at this point right now, it's tomorrow. It's 12:20. Our time at this moment, it's gonna get even more crazy tomorrow. Well, I wonder if the doc is just like sleeping right now. And he's going to wake up to all kinds of shit in the morning. Yeah, but I have some Folgers, buddy. You're going to need that.
Yeah. Best part of waking up, right?
Best part of waking up.
Some FGC Twitter in your cup.
In your cup. Oh, my God.
Darn it, I was going to say. Oh, like, are there any lawsuit ramifications that can happen from this?
I would say, and I'm not a lawyer, I would say, they based on their communications with Nintendo, and especially if they can provide like these emails and documented evidence that Nintendo kind of led them on, I would say they probably have a case, but I don't think anything's going to happen, because you could have a case, but if you don't have the money to take on their lawyers or their legal team, it doesn't make a difference. So, I mean, there's tons of people who have a case against a corporation or something like that, but they'll never get the money to actually win that case. So don't, like, why even bother? I mean, that's the power of class action lawsuits, which pre-dispute arbitration agreements kind of take away from you, but that's a different conversation. But yeah, like, they probably have a case, to be honest with you, as long as they have the emails and enough documented evidence from Nintendo. But I wouldn't expect anything to happen at all, because they, like, Nintendo's lawyers are like, they're probably some of the best, you know what I'm saying, in any country that Nintendo operates in, and
including Nintendo Land,
and Universal,
and a tournament organizer and his you know plucky group of employees, how Nintendo probably sees it, like, just wouldn't have a chance. So I don't really see it happening. So
what, you're trying to fight us? We'll fund this with just our Bayonetta 3 money.
They would drive
They got deep pockets.
They would drive them into bankruptcy delaying litigation. Like, just delaying the process would drive, they would drive them into bankruptcy. Because, I mean, there's tons of, like, financial implications for Smash Bros. Tour here. You know, they have obligations. Oh, yeah. They have contracts. Like, this is, like, this could get pretty bad for me. I don't know, like, what they plan to do, or, you know, what type of funds they have access to, but this could get pretty bad for them pretty fast.
They have stated they have remedied some, you know, and they had some things in plan to help, you know, an issue like this, but, you know, they're still going to be out hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, and that's just for the event itself. This does not include, you know, moving forward with any kind of, like you said, legal action, and that is now time and money, baby. It is the name of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, our best is with them, and, you know, ensuring that they can, you know, get as much, you know, done in the short amount of time that they can. You know, this had just dropped, so we're in the mix of it all. Come Monday, stay tuned for that episode, because that's definitely gonna have a nice follow up to it. We might have someone crashing. We'll see. I don't know. Not gonna make any promises here, allegations here. but you know, we're gonna be following up on Monday on our actual official episode. So if you want to stay tuned for that, if you're listening to this on the off chance, or just hearing this clipped, anything like that, double tap FGC on Twitter for any kind of updates, of course, moving forward. I think that's gonna be it, man. We started this yesterday. It's tomorrow. I'm tired. I'm worn. Guilty got me salty.
My bad.
thanks, Gabe. Guilty got me salty.
It's all right.
I'm super stoked that we did this.
I met my friend Owen. Owen 2.
Owen 2, baby.
Yeah.
It's just the 3-2. It's pretty nice. With that, that's going to close us out. We appreciate you guys sticking around for this impromptu extra segment here. Make sure to stay tuned once again on Monday for the live show without 8:30, or when the episode does drop on Tuesday. All love to Ja. Go follow him at Jostradamus on Twitter, of course, to hear all the word and the sayings and his predictions. That he has a good, he actually has a good track record. So there's a good reason why he has that Twitter name. It's not just a flex. Like, brother does he definitely does predict a couple of things, because he's been around the block. So Ja, thank you for coming through. I appreciate it.
That's how old I am. Like, you know, you've seen it. History is
that
just
wisdom.
History is
the amount
circle
of history that beard has seen.
History is
a
circle,
lot of history there.
We keep
there
living the same events over and over again.
We're all in the simulation. It's been confirmed. All right. So make sure to go follow Static Gorilla. Of course, that's Static Gorilla on all social platforms. That is all of them, including Bumble and such. You'll be there. Go still swipe right on them.
Nah.
You can follow me, of course, at Crash Tag VS. Latest news, all that good stuff. Once again, Double Tap FGC. Go follow that. Go check us out. We'll be live on Monday. All love, of course, to everyone in the Smash World Tour. And, you know, we'll wait and see how this story ends up being. So until then, go watch the Mario trailer. That's what I'm going to go do. And we'll see you guys, of course, on Monday. Later.
Thanks for listening to a Mash Those Buttons production. If you enjoyed the show, you should check out mashthosebuttons.com and see if any of our other shows might interest you. All of our shows are available on your podcast platform of choice like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. If you enjoy our content, you can help support Mash Those Buttons by becoming a patron at patreon.com/mashthosebuttons, where you can receive Patreon bonuses for as little as $1 a month. You can connect with Mash Those Buttons at twitter.com/TheMashNetwork, facebook.com/MashThoseButtons, or join our Discord at mash.gg/Discord.